Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Midori Udoji.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And joining us now is Martin Wolf, the chief economic commentator for the Financial Times. Martin, thanks for joining us.
It's a pleasure.
We've got a number of numbers to take a look at in the sort of waning moments of 2008. The third quarter GDP numbers for the United States are just out, and it shows a decline, not a big surprise, of 0.5% in the third quarter. Corporate profits falling 1.2%. Retail spending shrank by 3.8%, a different number. And perhaps the biggest number of the week, from my perspective, is Toyota's announcement that it will not make a profit for the first time since 1938. What do you see as a pattern here, or do we just see trends continuing, Martin?
Well, what actually surprises me is that the shrinkage of the U.S. economy was so modest in the third quarter. I know it won't feel like that, but it could well have been rather worse. And I'm sure the fourth quarter will be much, much worse. Over here in the UK, we've just had our third quarter announcement, and the economy actually shrank by 0.6%. And that's not annualized. That's the actual shrinkage in the quarter. And I would be surprised if the U.S. didn't see something like that in the fourth quarter or worse. The big picture is we're in a gathering world recession. We have been in recession since the beginning of the year, and it's going to continue and get, without any doubt, worse in 2009.
Well, let's go to our bookshelves, all right, if we studied economics in college. Looking at the Barack Obama administration, would you say they relied more on the monetarist textbooks in assembling what looks like their policy at this point, or something else?
I think they are modern Keynesians. It's important to remember that John Maynard Keynes, the founder of the Keynesian School, was himself a great monetary theorist and enormously influenced Milton Friedman. The essential idea here being that, and this is, I think, the two schools share, is that if you're faced with a depression, you have to deal with the demand problem. It's essentially a demand problem. It's a very complicated demand problem, and you use everything you can to stop the economy going to freefall. And in this case, it's very clear they are using everything, the most aggressive monetary policy imaginable, and what I expect to be the greatest fiscal boost in peacetime since the Second World War, that is.
I guess rather than saying monetarist, I should have said monetary restraint, since that is not what's going on. Now there is the sort of supposition of printing of money, and the stimulus packages are all about stimulating demand. Is it possible that textbooks in the sort of waning moments of our time together here will be rewritten as we learn of the lag time of inflation, which is supposedly, and even Keynes predicted this, a consequence of this kind of extravagant demand-centered economic policy?
I think textbooks will not be rewritten. We will see exactly that sort of consequence in the end, and I think it's very difficult to get out of the sort of problem we're now in with some inflation at the end of it.
When do you think we'll begin to see that inflation? We certainly haven't yet.
Oh, certainly not for a very long time. If we look at Japan, they've been pursuing inflationary policy for a decade and a half. I don't think it will last quite that long. But these things are very long term. The demand implosion is very profound because the financial system is collapsing. And in this situation, I do not expect us to see inflation for quite a number of years.
All right, Martin Wolf, well, happy holidays to you.
Thank you.
Martin Wolf, Financial Times chief economic commentator, joined us from London, and we're grateful to him. The discussion was of the GDP numbers. A reminder, the U.S. GDP declined at an annual rate of 0.5% in the third quarter.